Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Restful Project podcast.
Hi,
Megan and Kristen, and we are excited to get into another liturgical living series about Lent.
Yes.
And Easter.
Yes.
Which is both of our favorites.
Yeah, it's my favorite for sure. It's got a different feel than the rest of the year. It's not so crazy, I feel like.
I think you can really prepare for it. And I like it's not all crammed into 1 month.
Right.
You know, with Lent starting 40 days before, it's like you really get a sense of the seasons changing, of winter coming into spring. And I love how it combines so good with nature. And you see all the fresh flowers and nature, and I just love it. So I'm super excited for us to be doing a study on Lent, and our study is called Empty.
It's Empty, which is, you know, when we were starting to talk about this, we really wanted to address the thought of Lent has to be a season of denying oneself with the thought of emptying oneself, because those are not the same thing.
Right.
And so when we started talking about this study, the word empty just kept coming up and up, because we thought, you know, we really want to be prepared for Easter and Eastertide, which we can talk about later. But in order to do that, you have to really empty yourself and be willing to be filled new.
That's right.
And so that to us sounded a lot better than just denial of things or self, you know, self-denial, which makes this time in the church calendar so unique.
I really find it unique because it really gets you ready in a way that no other season,
right.
I feel rushed into many other
right.
seasons.
Yes.
But
like Christmas is over, and then you're like, what happened? What? I just wanted to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But like, that's not Easter or Lent at all.
And there's different days that really get you, you know, very intentional.
Right.
Ash Wednesday is a very intentional
right.
day to kind of start your journey,
right.
you know, and then Holy Week is super intentional
right.
with all the different days
and
leading
so meaningful.
Up. So, and so rich, and
right.
you really feel kind of like you were there. Like,
right.
you feel like you can walk through it, which I really respect, and it resonates deeply with me. And so I think for Lent, as we're setting our intent and we're looking at what this season is, I think one of the biggest things I want to encourage people is, this is for everyone.
Yes.
No matter what denomination you are, no matter, you know, what you grew up doing or what... If you think, you know, having ashes on your forehead is kind of weird.
Right.
like,
right.
I get it. But what's the symbolism behind that? And
exactly.
And how can you approach Lent in a way that works for you and your family?
Well, and it's just a liturgical practice. And anybody can do that. No, you know, there is not a right or a wrong way to do that. And
correct.
So when we add things into our spiritual walk, whether they be through Lent or another way, it's just to grow us deeper to Christ. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Correct. But if you're to practice Lent, you know, and with our study of empty, this emptying oneself, each week what we do... So Lent is the 40 days before
right.
Easter.
Plus 40 days minus the Sundays.
Correct.
So you get a break on Sundays.
That's right. It's your mini Easter.
yeah. So
you can break your fast.
Technically it's 47 days before Easter, but Sundays don't count, which we can talk about that and
yeah.
the reason for that later.
But. Yeah. And Lent is comprised of three pillars.
Yes.
Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so... what we encourage you to do is, you know, again, this what you said earlier about, oh, it's just this denial and you feel really trapped. Like, I can't have chocolate for 40 days. But it's instead of a, hey, look at this as what are you emptying yourself of?
Right.
Cleaning you out, getting you ready to really celebrate Easter and be in that mindset of all of this is good for me.
Right.
It's like self-help at its finest.
Well, and in a way we're emptying, but in a way we're also adding.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's not so much like I'm going to deny myself social media, which is a popular one, but I'm going to add quality family time.
Correct.
And so I think when you go in it with that approach, like, yes, there's supposed to be a little bit of discomfort. That's the whole point of this season.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, it, what I like to focus on is like, what am I gaining because I'm choosing to lose something?
Correct.
And it's a hard thing sometimes because what we need to lose in our life probably isn't the comfortable things.
That's right.
But it is to create space.
That's
in our
right.
lives.
And I feel like because it's a 40-day journey, minus the Sundays, you do get that little break in your fast. But when you combine fasting with prayer and almsgiving, which is, you know, the giving of yourself or the giving of your time or financially giving, whatever you choose to do, it really makes you stronger and more clear in your mind and in your thought process.
Right.
For me, I find like it's a lot more like focused in my efforts. So no matter what I'm doing with my work or with my family, it is more of this laser focus.
Right.
Because I set that intent for this is what I'm going to withdraw myself from so I can add in this other.
Well, and then it just makes the rest of the season so much sweeter. Like, you know, I love Easter. I honest to goodness think it's my favorite holiday. One, for the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
But two, because when you spend this season on those focuses, when you get to that, it's just so much better. You approach it really with a new lens.
That's right.
And I think that's why when we're talking about setting our intent, that is something that we want to just make sure we take the time to do because it's not just this 40 days, but really it's also Easter and the 60 days after it.
Right, which is Eastertide.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that to me is what's so cool about it. It's like this season of like, I guess you could say waning, but then you're also like approaching something big.
Yeah. And that's why in our guide, we start with empty, but the closer we get to Easter, surprise, we turn it into full.
Right.
And how are you being filled up?
Right.
And so it's really a beautiful journey that we invite you to take part with us on. Or you, I know many of you are doing it in your own churches or with your own families. And so we just want to encourage you to start to do it. It's amazing. So no matter how you want to approach it, we are cheering you on for that.
Yeah, like reach out to us too. Like we'd love to hear like just either a thought from you or what you're doing or we'd love to pray for you. So if you want to, you know, tell us like, hey, this is how I'm approaching like this season. We'd love to pray over that.
Exactly. That really is a cherished email when that comes through or DM. We love that. So if you're looking to you're like, yeah, I want to get started, but I need some accountability. I need a community. How can I get plugged in? We've got a lot of different options for you this year. We're trying to make it super accessible and to meet you where you are. Many of our friends that went through Lent with us last year, they were detoxing social media. And so we've actually created an app that is away from social stuff where all of our learning resources are hosted. And so Lent, this empty study will be hosted as an online Bible study inside of that app. And we're super thrilled to have Bible teacher Baylor Knott to be joining us in Lent. She's going to be teaching each of the key verses of the week, and she's got a great teaching. So you can watch those videos on your own, or you can do it with a group.
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking, hey, I might want to do this with a group of friends or do it at my church, we've got a leader kit bundle. And so you can purchase a bundle of five and get access to that online study. And that's a little discount on the, so we have physical guidebooks that you can purchase when I say that. And so that's a way that you can do it as a group setting. Or if each of your friends just want to go and purchase the print and online bundle, then you can do it on your own that way.
Right. And we also have a digital copy too.
Yeah. So the digital copy is included.
Right.
If you just want to do digital, right. You can just do that.
That's how some people roll now.
That's right. And so you can just do digital. You can do just a physical guide, or you can do a combo,
right.
Or do it in a group.
Right.
So lots of different ways.
Lots of ways.
Yes.
We just want you to get plugged in somehow.
That's right. And so we just want to encourage you to check that out. And we follow the 40 day. So every Sunday is kind of a new, we start Easter over again, and we look at different versions of empty. We have a devotion and a Sunday Sabbath check-in,
yes.
Which I loved those last year. And then as you go through the week, we have a weekly key verse and just short scriptures and meditation moments that you can follow every day, because we know that you're busy and it's on the go. So trying to meet you where you are.
We hope you join us.
Yeah, so check it out. We'd love to have you. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.